How have I upset Grandpappy?
Perché non l'hai richiamato? Because you didn't call him back.
I did call him back.
No need to shout.
He says you didn't.
But he's 94, Mama. He forgets sometimes.
And he says you never pop in.
He lives in Sicily. How can I just pop in?
I am answering the telefonino.
Exterminating Angels. Steve D'Angelo speaking. Yeah? We'll be right over.
You won't have your grandpappy one day.
I find that hard to believe.
That, Antonio? You want your grandpappy dead?
No, I don't want him dead.
You want to kill him with your bare hands?
Mama! Miss Ironside?
Mrs. Ironsides.
That's some security door you've got there.
Meaning?
Meaning that's some security door you've got there.
Well, don't stand out in the cold. Come in, come in. There we go.
Great, thanks.
Two sugars, weren't it?
Yeah, thanks.
Could I have a drop of milk in mine?
I already put some milk in it.
Oh.
Like my tea nice and strong. Never trust anyone who drinks weak tea, that's my advice.
Mine's perfect.
Thanks, love. I know how you Irish like your tea.
Irish?
I've always liked the Irish. Hard workers.
We're not Irish.
You must be Irish, name like O'Angelo.
No, it's D'Angelo. D.
D. Angelo?
Yeah, we're Italian.
Oh.
Anyway, about your problem fox.
Oh, him, he's made a right mess of my garden. Mm-hmm. Knocking over bins, dragging stuff in. From the council, they'd said they'd put poison down, but I said no.
Yeah, well...
No. I want rid of it, but I don't want anything cruel done. Mm. I'm against blood sports, always have been.
Well, laying down bait isn't exactly a blood sport.
Same principle, innit? I said, why don't you bring the hunt in, then? Have all your nobs come riding through my house with their red coats and silly hats. Mm. Lord and Lady Muck, no. This is a labour house, always has been. My Harry... That's him on the mantelpiece in the urn.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's actually a bowling cup he won in 1972. He was Labour agent in this constituency for 30 years. Mm. 30 years! When he died, Merlin Rees wrote me a lovely note of condolence. Oh. Handwritten. Merlin Rees.
The darts player?
What?
No, that's Leighton Rees.
Darts player.
Oh, Merlin Rees.
Yeah, Home Secretary from 76 to 79.
Oh, Leighton Rees as Home Secretary. That would have made for some interesting legislation.
What is your brother going on about?
I ask myself the same question every day, love. Look, where's the garden?
See what I mean? Rubbish flung everywhere.
Yeah.
My Harry loved this garden. If he were alive now and saw this, he'd drop dead on the spot.
Is that a piece of scaffolding?
What? Yeah, look, where did that come from?
What's this? An old Hoover? Picture frames?
Steve?
Yeah?
Come over here for a second.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? What? Just look at it from this angle, yeah? Position of the bins, that mirroring effect, the use of metal.
Oh, yeah, the way your eye's always drawn back to the traffic cone.
Yeah.
That's no accident. Yeah, this reminds me of fun.
What are you two whispering about?
It's bad news, I'm afraid.
Bad news? Can't be any worse than this mess.
Well, I wouldn't call this a mess.
What do you mean? What is it, then?
It's not a mess. It's art.
You what? Art?
Mrs. Ironside, if you look at it from this angle, you'll have a chance to appreciate the choice of textures, the composition.
It was the fox! I saw it with my own eyes!
Oh, we believe you.
Hang on a minute. What are you suggesting? Are you saying my fox is a...
An artist, yes.
Oh, come on.
Honestly, he's using mostly found objects.
Doesn't look like art to me.
Well, the debate on modern art runs and runs.
I quite like it. It's reminiscent of Giacometti, but with a fuller form.
I've never heard the like. An artistic fox.
Think about it, Mrs. I. Foxes have moved more and more into towns and cities in recent years. It was always going to be a matter of time before they fell prey to the ultimate urban malaise.
Which is...
artistic pretension.
Yeah, we're seeing this more and more. Foxes up sticks to the city and overnight they're more sophisticated. And I'm saying that in quotation marks.
I don't know what to make of this.
Don't worry, Mrs. Ironside. We'll sort you out. Although, you're not helped by your location.
My location?
Well, Hoxton's a real...
Hoxton? This is Hackney!
Hoxton borders. Certainly for a pretentious fox.
Just can't be doing with all this mess.
Of course not. We need to give him a way to get this creativity out of his system.
But with minimum disruption to your property. Do you know where your nearest art shop is?
I'm sorry, I don't.
All right, Stevie baby, let's hit the Yellow Pages.
You were quick.
Yeah, it was quite a good place in Shoreditch.
What's all this stuff?
Sketchbooks mainly, A5, A4, some A2.
With a mix of different media. We've got paints, pencils, pastels, even got some modelling clay.
What?
We're going to leave them outside where the fox can find them.
But my garden's enough of a mess as it is.
Just leave it a couple of days. This'll help him get it out of his system. Trust us, okay?
Hey, you're through to the exterminating angels. We're not in the office at the moment, but feel free to leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Hello? Hello? This is Mrs. Ironside. You left here not 2 hours ago and the place has gone ballistic. The fox is... is this thing working? Hello? Hello? Goodbye. Where have you boys been? I've been at my wits' end.
You should have called the mobile.
I never call mobiles. I don't want brain cancer. Mm. Oh, thank God you're here now.
Are you okay? What's happened?
Oh, come and see the garden. You won't believe it.
So you didn't use the sketchbooks?
I don't know. All I know is I went down for my nap, same as usual, 2 to 4, and when I woke up, I...
Oh, my God!
Whoa. He has been busy, hasn't he?
I mean, how did he get all those shopping trolleys and the fridge?
Yeah, and look at the sketchbook, Steve. Look, filled to bursting with nothing but self-portraits.
Yeah, never a good sign. And ominously, the last couple of pages display what can only be described as a quasi-cubist style.
So, he's narcissistic, but he's not happy with a simple representational style. It's your classic modern artist.
It's getting me down, really getting me down. This garden's like a rubbish tip. Oh, poor Harry.
The quantity and range of work he's produced in the last few hours is extraordinary. The question is why? I mean, what's driving him to...
What's the date?
What? It's the 28th of March.
What is it, Tony?
It's the deadline for Arts Council funding. That's what he's aiming for. The 31st of March.
That's just 3 days away. That explains it! He's working up a portfolio for his application!
And if he's successful, he could get a 2-year bursary.
What? What are you on about?
What my brother's saying is with that kind of financial support, you'd never get this fox out of your garden.
Oh, my goodness!
We've got to get him away from the contemporary art scene once and for all.
Otherwise, you're going to have a Turner Prize entry on your hands within 6 months. 12 max.
It's just not right! Giving money to foxes to wreck people's gardens.
Steve, I've got an idea. Go on.
We've got to find another outlet for his narcissism. So why not...
What?
Stay here. I'll be back in half an hour.
No, don't leave me alone with this old Mrs. Ironside.
Don't even get me started on that Tessa bloody jowl.
Oh, I won't then.
Civil servant! Civil bloody servant! Well, I don't know what your brother did in the garden yesterday, but I woke up this morning and everything's been cleared up. And no sign of the fox.
Well, he can be a man of mystery sometimes.
You boys have done a great job. Let me make you a nice pot of tea.
No. So?
So what?
Come on, Tony, tell me.
Oh, you want to know how I single-handedly sorted this problem out?
Tony!
Promise you won't tell her.
Tony!
Yeah, all right, Steve. It was easy. I figured you had to channel this narcissism, this massive ego, somewhere else.
Yeah, but there's nowhere bigger for a massive ego than the arts world.
I think there is.
Really? What? Politics.
Specifically the Liberal Democrats. They've always attracted urban pests.
Of course.
Went to their local office, didn't I? Got a load of campaign literature, left it dotted about the garden, then, hey presto, the fox has moved on.
Ah, brilliant.
You did what? Ah!
Oh, Mrs. Ironside, I didn't see
you. You left Liberal propaganda in my garden overnight.
Well, I just figured that the fox...
This is a Labour house! A Labour house! I don't want any of that third way muck in my house!
Look, Mrs. Ironside, I think you're missing the point here. Your fox has gone...
Thought there was something wishy-washy about you two right from the start. Didn't like my tea, did you? Too strong for you, wasn't it?
Well, look, I apologise if we've offended you, but this was the only way to get that fox out of your garden and into mainstream politics.
Well, I'd rather have a family of foxes in my garden than have the Liberal bloody Democrats staking their flag in my house. My Harry must be turning in his grave.
I thought he was in an urn.
Steve.
You what?
I'm just saying that. I thought he was in an
Get
urn.
Get out of my house!
Look, this really isn't this Mrs. I.
Come,
no!
Now,
hey, ow, now, sir.
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Then call! Raise! Call! Rally! And the Lord finds Jesus Christ! The international! Bloody Italians!
God, for an octogenarian.
Oh, God, I know what you mean.
Of course, you know we'll never see a penny off her.
I'm not asking her for any.
Sei lì, Stefano? Are you there, Stefano?
I'm here, Mama.
Grandpa Piccolda. He was asking for you.
Why didn't he ask for me?
Because you never call him.
Oh, Mama, please.
Grandpappy will be dead by the time you get around to calling him. And what will you do then, eh?
Take him off my friends and family list.
I heard that!
That was out of order.
Hey, the phone, Steve.
You want him dead?
For the love of God, I don't want him dead.
But don't yell at the donor.
I wasn't yelling. This is yelling. Answer the bloody phone.
You want him dead?
Yell at me.
Why wouldn't I yell at you?
You want the
The Exterminating Angels was written by Martin Shea, Eamon O'Neill and James O'Neill. Tony was played by Dan Antopolsky, Steve by Carl Theobald, Mama by Astrid Azurdia and Mrs. Ironside by Marge Hogarth. The director was Rab Christie, the producer was Gus Beattie. The Exterminating Angels is a Comedy Unit production for BBC Radio 4.